Will recite the following durood to thee, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala al-nabiyil ummiyi. One tasbih, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala al-nabiyil ummiyi. 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 One durood we recite, 10 gunas are forgiven, 10 blessings we get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and 10 stages up we go in Jannat. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ 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 وصلى الله على النبي الأمي 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 صلى الله على النبي الأمي وصلى 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 الله على النبي الأمي صلى الله على النبي الأمي وصلى الله على النبي الأمي صلى 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 الله على النبي الأمي. Hazrat Arif Billah Hakim Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatuh has written a kitab on Ramadan. In there's a small passage I would like to share with you today, inshallah. We have kept Roza the entire month. There are so many virtues that have been mentioned in the Ahadith, and we have read in different kitabs, but we'll just discuss this one here today, inshallah. Roze daro ki ek azim ushan fazilat, a very great blessing of those who kept Roza. Hakim al-Ummat, Mujaddid al-Millat, Rahmatullahi alayhi, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah, has mentioned in verses we were, in the third part, he has mentioned a hadith, جس میں روزے داروں کی ایک فضیلت ہے کہ جب قیامت کے دن حساب کتاب ہوگا, on the day of قیامہ, when there will be accountability, there will be reckoning, we'll have to account for sins, تو روزے داروں کے لیے اللہ تعالیٰ اپنے عرش کے سائے میں دسترخوان بچھوائیں گے. اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ will lay down a دسترخوان under his shade for all those who keep روزہ. اور روزے دار لوگ میدان محشر کی گرمی اور حساب کی پریشانی سے محفوظ عرش کے سائے میں, all these people will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they'll be safe from the intensity of the heat of qiyamah. And under this arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will be a dastarkhan laid down. Hazrat says, Arsh ki saaye mein pilau biryani kha rahe honge. Be eating biryani. MashaAllah, beautiful food. Allah Ta'ala ki taraf se unki shandar mehmani hogi. Allah Ta'ala will be the host and Allah Ta'ala will give us a, we can't even say 10-course meal. So beautiful, so tasty, so delicious the food will be. Aur qiyamat ke din, jisko arsh ka saaya mil jayega, uska hisab nahi hoga. That person who gets the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of qiyamah, there'll be no question of hisab kitab for him. Kyunki, Hazrat mentions, jahan hisab hoga, waha saaya na hoga. Where there'll be accountability and reckoning, then there's no shade over there. Aur jahan saaya hoga, waha hisab na hoga. And where there's shade, then there's no accountability there. Kyunki saaya rahmat mein bulana aur ziyafat karna, ye mehman ka aizaz hai. اور دنیا میں بھی کوئی میزبان اپنے معزز مہمان سے یہ سلوک نہیں کرتا کہ دعوت کے بعد اس سے حساب کتاب لے. In the world also, somebody gives us a very hearty meal and we are his special guests. A 10-course meal he gives us, he entertains us so well. After that, he won't take hisab kitab from us. He won't harm us in any way. He won't ask us for any money. He won't give us any type of taklif. اس کو تکلیف دے تو اللہ تعالیٰ پاک تو ارحم الراحمین ہے. Unki rahmat se ba'id hai. When Allah is arhamur rahimin, the most merciful of all those who show mercy, after Allah gives us shade under His arsh, there's no question that Allah Ta'ala will take hisab kitab then. Ba'id hai ki arsh ka saaya dekar, phir hisab kitab ki pareshani, aur dozakh ki azab mein mubtala kare. Allah Ta'ala will not put us into jahannam then. Isliye inshaAllah Ta'ala, roze daro ki aur saaya arsh paane walo ki jannat pakki hai. InshaAllah, that Jannat is guaranteed for those who keep Roza. Alhamdulillah, over these few days we have been making Dhikrullah, Tilawat of the Qur'an Majid, Taraweeh. By now we should be feeling some type of difference in our life. Our heart should be feeling a little bit lighter than what it was before Ramadan, in the beginning of Ramadan. The reason why we are reading these Buzughan, reading these Kitabs, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib's Malfuzat and Hazrat Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali's Hayatul Muslimin, Mawlana Zulfiqar Sahib, because there's some noor from these people's kitabs. One is giving our own bayan and our own speeches, but these people, they are Ahlullah, there is some noor that comes. When you take the name of Ahlullah, a Buzruq, it is mentioned, Tanzilu Rahma in the Dhikri Salihin. Just by taking the names, Allah's Rahmat comes down. If you go one step further, imagine then you take the name of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When you open the hadith, say, Paak, when you say, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the problem is our hearts are so dead that we don't feel anything. If we go one step further, when we open the Qur'an in Majid, Allah's Kalam, how we should be, our heart should actually be shaking and trembling when we recite the Qur'an in Majid. This is Allah's Kalam. Ikrama bin Abi Jahal, when he accepted Islam, he became a sahabi, radiyallahu anhu. A time came in his life when he should recite the Qur'an, he should hold the Qur'an like this up. هَذَا كِتَابُ رَبِّي هَذَا عَهْدُ رَبِّي. This is the kalam of my Allah. This is the kalam of my Allah. He would kiss the Qur'an in Majid. The Shaykh of Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Mawlana Pulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, it is mentioned in the jungles. As I say, I was a little young boy and I spent so many years with my Shaykh in the jungle. And we should start from tahajjud time, 2 o'clock in the morning. He said, Hazrat, you should be engaged in such long rakats and ibadat and tahajjud alone in the jungle. The ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Engrossed, absorbed in the ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after tahajjud salat, he would cry and make tawbah, istighfar. And after fajr, he would engage in dhikr. Then munajat maqbool. All the manziri you'd read. Qasida burda. He said, we should finish about 10 o'clock in the morning. And I should be hungry as a little boy. But as my Shaykh used to recite the Qur'an in Majid, he says, as he's reading, suddenly you say, Allah, Allah. He says that Allah of my Shaykh used to fill my stomach up, used to fill my heart up. Sayyidina Usmani Ghani radiallahu anhu says, لَوْ تَهُرَتْ قُلُوبُنَا لَمَا شَبِعَتْ مِنْ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ. If only our hearts were pak and free from any type of spiritual maladies, kina, boz, adawat, kibar, and all the love we have for material things, if our hearts were pak and soft, we would never become satisfied when we recite the Qur'an in Majid. We just want to go on and on and on. He used to say, I can't understand. A person when he opens the Qur'an in Majid, how he becomes tired and he closes it. That is why Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu is mentioned Not once, throughout his life he would recite the Quran in one night. Whole Quran in one night. The night when he passed away, became shaheed also, it is mentioned he recited the whole Quran in one rakat. So these were Ahlullah. It is mentioned about Shibli Rahmatullahi Alayhi. One time when Hazrat Shibli Rahmatullahi Alayhi was walking, a few boys began to follow him. Believing him to be insane, they started harassing him. He did not pay any attention to them and continued walking. One of the boys threw a stone, striking him on the shin, which began to bleed profusely. Upon seeing this, a man scolded the boys and chased them away. He then approached Hazrat Shibli Rahmatullahi Alayhi to tend to his wound. He was astonished to see that whenever a drop of blood fell from his wound onto the ground, it would form the word Allah. Imagine how much love for Allah he must have been infused in a body from which a drop of blood would form the word Allah. For us, perhaps maybe seem to be a fairy tale, but really, the Ahlullah, those who have connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have quite often hear the word ma'iyat, ta'alluq with Allah, having that close connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tonight is the 25th night, another odd night. We are now halfway through. We have reached Nairobi. We have to reach Makkah Mukarramah, inshallah. And we will reach, inshallah. With every person's dua, with our crying, with yaqeen again, as I mentioned again, we are absolutely feeble, weak. We are not capable of even sitting here. But a little bit of ikhlas, Allah Ta'ala gives us, that is sufficient, inshallah, and we will reach our destination. Have that yaqeen, inshallah, that this Ramadan is going to be the best Ramadan in our life so far. And every year is going to improve. But this Ramadan, we are going to make that firm determination. We're going to make them our minds up, that firm resolution, that definitely now we are going to become, one step further, we're going to become ashiks of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is just fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But beyond that now, love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Pulpuri rahmatullahi. And we might not understand these things. This is a maqam, a hal that they reach. That suddenly, he would just write in the air, Allah, Allah, Allah all the time. We are not expected to do this. But at least that ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the moment we see Allahu Akbar in our salat, our mind must be absorbed that our Allah is in front of us. When you make sajda, that sajda position, that is the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when a person is in sajda. Then when we raise our hands, we will not become tired. We want to go on and on. Person is going for hajj. And he says, whatever you want. Father is going for hajj. Tells his son, give me a list. And my bags are empty. I am allowed 30 kgs. Plus I got the Fursan car also. Another 10 or 15 kgs. I got a gold car. And I'm going empty. Whatever you want. That son will say, I want an aeroplane. I want a ship. I want remote control. I want this. And he give a long list. Our list is so much. We have to ask so much from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whole night we can spend making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the beautiful part is, Allah's connection is never busy. Cell phone, we many times network is busy. Or you have reached the voicemail. Or the number is not available. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no delay. We have receivers, we have satellite receivers, 9 second delay. With Allah, there is not even 1 second delay. Ya Allah, and immediately you are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, we will make mistakes, we will stumble, we will fall. But Allah has kept that door of tawbah open all the time. No person is perfect. We can't just suddenly become such a wali of Allah. We don't commit any gunas. We will commit gunas. But again, we must be nadim. We must regret committing the sin. Again, take that courage. And again, fight our nafs all the time. And this happens when you sit in the company of pious people. And we keep ourselves connected to ulama ikram in masjid. And in that good mahal, go in the path of Allah, go in tabligh, go in jama'at, sit in the khanka, sit by the buzrugan adeen, listen to Quran, listen to hadith, sit in ta'lim, have ta'lim at home, create that environment, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you see the change in our life, inshallah. This is a kalam of Hazrat Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahab Damar Barakatuhu, who was the Sheikh also of the Hakim Akhtar Sahab Damar Barakatuhu. These people were real ashiks of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we will say the hamd of Allah ta'ala. Inshallah, tomorrow if Allah wills, we will have a Naat Sharif inshallah. And we will go to Madinah Munawwara, free of charge, no visas, nothing. If Allah ta'ala wills. The words are very simple. Basically it is making shukr of Allah ta'ala for all his ni'mats. Praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is all living. Allah is eternal. There was nobody before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is awwal, Allah is alim, Allah is sami', Allah is basir, Allah is watching, Allah is qadir. And Allah is the creator of the sun, the stars, the moon, everything. There are signs indicating of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the Malik. Allah is Rabbul Alameen. And we place our heads in sajda. We prostrate before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is our goal. We are all trying to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is our destination. We want to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
حمد تیری اے خدا اے لم يزل حمد تیری اے خدا اے لم يزل ہے اپنی زندگی کا ما حصل تو ہی خالق تو ہی خلاق تو ہے رب انفس و آفاق ہے.
Allah is the Khaliq, Allah is the creator of everything. Allah is the Rabb of every single soul. Allah is the Rabb of the skies, the earth, the horizons.
تیری نعمت کی نہیں کچھ انتہا تیری نعمت کی نہیں کچھ انتہا شکر تیرا کیا کسی سے ہو ادا تیری نعمت کی نہیں کچھ انتہا شکر تیرا کیا کسی سے ہو ادا.
Allah's نعمت is innumerable, countless. We can't even make the true shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
حمد تیری اے خدا اے لم يزل ہے اپنی زندگی کا ما حصل تیری نعمت کی نہیں کچھ انتہا شکر تیرا کیا کسی سے ہو ادا یا علیم یا سمیع یا بصیر تو ہی قادر اور تو ہی ہے خبیر یا علیم یا سمیع یا بصیر تو ہی قادر اور تو ہی ہے خبیر نام تیرا میرے دل کی ہے دوا ذکر تیرا روح کی میری شفا نام تیرا میرے دل کی ہے دوا نام تیرا میرے دل کی ہے دوا ذکر تیرا روح کی میری شفا یہ زمین و آسمان شمس و قمر دیتے ہیں سب ذات کی تیری خبر تو ہی مالک تو ہی رب العالمین تو ہی مالک تو ہی رب العالمین تیرے در پر جھکتی ہے سب کی جبیں تو ہی مالک تو ہی رب العالمین.
Oh Allah, you are Malik, you are رب العالمین. At your doorstep we put our heads in sajda.
تیرے در پر جھکتی ہے سب کی جبی حمد تیری اے خدا اے لم يزل ہے اپنی زندگی کا ما حصل شان تیری کون سمجھے گا بلا شان تیری کون سمجھے گا بلا ابتدا تو ہی ہے تو ہی انتہا ابتدا تو ہی ہے تو ہی انتہا تو ہی ہے مقصود تو ہی مدعا تو ہی ہے مقصود تو ہی مدعا جان و دل کرتا ہوں میں تجھ پر فدا جان و دل کرتا ہوں میں تجھ پر فدا.
واللہ سیکریفائس مائی لائف مائی سول ایوری تھنگ فار یور سیک.
قید سے شیطان کے یا رب چھڑا قید سے شیطان کے یا رب چھڑا اور شرور نفس سے مجھ کو بچا.
Save me from the ploys of shaitan and save me from the shar, from the evil of my nafs.
قید سے شیطان کے یا رب چھرا اور شرور نفس سے مجھ کو بچا. یا الہی یا الہی یا الہی مجھ کو اب اپنا بنا. یا الہی یا الہی یا الہی مجھ کو اب اپنا بنا. کر لے تو مقبول احمد کی دعا, کر لے تو مقبول سب کی دعا.
او اللہ, ناؤ میک می یورز, ایکسپٹ اور دعا, میک اس یورز.
یا الہی یا الہی یا الہی مجھ کو اب اپنا بنا. کر لے تو مقبول احمد کی دعا, حمد تیری اے خدا اے لم یزل, ہے اپنی زندگی کا ما حصل.
We should be relaxed. Think of only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mind should not be filled with or attracted by any other thing. Think of Allah ta'ala's zaat, Allah ta'ala's greatness, Allah's benevolence, Allah's kindness, Allah's favors, Allah's rahmat, Allah's karam. How loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is.
Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Allah. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Allah,
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la maqsood illallah, la matloob illallah, la razzaq illallah, la ilaha illallah, la masjood illallah, la maqsood illallah, لا مطلوب إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله
الا الله لا اله الا الله 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 لا اله الا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا الله all حمد all تعريف all praise all مدح Ya Allah, every single type of praise, Ya Allah, all tarif only belongs to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, you have mentioned in your Quran Majeed, you have started your kalam with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, that every single tarif, all praise, it only belongs to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we praise you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we make shukr to you, Ya Allah, for every ni'mat you have given us, Ya Allah. اے مالک اے کریم یا مغنی یا صمد اے اللہ یو آر بے نیاز یا اللہ یو ڈو ناٹ ریکوائر اس یا اللہ یو ڈونٹ نیڈ اس ٹو ایون ریز اوور ہینڈز ٹو یو یا اللہ یو ڈونٹ ریکوائر او عبادت یا اللہ اے اللہ اٹ از محض یور کرم your fazal, your kindness, your love, your affection, ya Allah, that you have bestowed upon us, and you have given us a tawfiq again, ya Allah, to assemble in your masjid, ya Allah, for your pleasure, ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all our sins, ya Allah. Ya Rahman Rahimin, we read your Kalam-e-Majeed, ya Allah. We read durood upon Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the Kalam, ya Allah, the Tarif, ya Allah. Your Madah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are Alim, Sami', Basir, Aziz, Hakam, Adal, Latif, Khabir, Rahman, Rahim, Malik, Rauf, Dhal Arsh al-Majid, Fa'alu lima yurid. Everything is in your control, ya Allah. The sun, the moon, the stars, the ocean, the seas, the mountains, the birds, the creatures, the animals, insan, malaika, jinnat, the plants, the trees, every atom, every particle, you are well aware of everything. That tiny little ant in the darkness of the night, under that rock, ya Allah, you can even hear the footsteps of that ant crawling. Ya Allah, you provide for the little worm inside that rock that is eating that fleshy green leaf, ya Allah. Ya Malik, Subhanallah, Subhanak, you are full of praise. You have got no defects whatsoever, no shortcomings whatsoever. Ya Allah, your Zaat is so great. You are so powerful. You are mighty. Everything is in your control. The kingdom of the world, ya Allah, the heavens, the earth, everything works with your permission, with your control, your izan, your command. Ya man biyadihi malakutu kulli shay. Ya man biyadihi malakutu kulli shay. Oh, that Zaat, oh, that being in whose power, in whose control is the treasures, the khazana of the entire world. The heavens, the asman, whatever is between the heavens and the earth, every single thing. Ya Allah, Ya Malik, Ya Kareem, Tuliju Layla fin Nahar. You enter the day upon the night upon the day. Ya Allah, you remove the dead from the living. You remove the living from the dead. You are the one who gives izzat. Tu izzu man tasha, wa tuzilu man tasha. You give izzat, you give humiliation. Biyadikal khair, in your hands lies all khair, all balai. Ya Malik, Ya Kareem, you are so great, you are so powerful, you are so mighty. Ya Allah, we ask you, your kibriyai, by your kibriyai, your izzat, your greatness, your power, your might, your grandeur. Ya Malik, Ya Kareem, itna ta bara zaat hai. Ya Allah, itna karam farma. Ya Allah, how great your name is, ya Allah. Shower that amount of favors and bounties and mercy upon us, ya Allah. Forgive all our sins, ya Allah. Ya Allah, tamam guna maaf kar de. Aaj raat maaf kar de. Bakhsh de, ya Allah. Ya Allah, tu bakhsh de. Hum gunahgar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, gunahgar hai. Ya Allah, hum aasi hai. Ya Allah, we are mulawwas, ya Allah. Gunaamay mulawwas hai, ya Allah. Hum aloodi hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we messed in sins, ya Allah. We soiled in sins, ya Allah. Major sins, minor sins, all type of disobedience, ya Allah. Khata se hum badpoor hai, ya Allah. From head to toe, ya Allah. We are filled with sins. We are drowning in sins, drenched in sins. Ya Allah, humne teri nafarmani ki. Ya Allah, maafi chahte. Ya Allah, darguzar maamla ka maamla farma. Darguzar farma. Darguzar farma, karam ka maamla farma. Ya Allah, if you wish, you can turn your face away from us. Ya Allah, don't do that, please, my Allah. Ya Allah, please don't turn away from us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, when that mother is naraz with the child, she has spanked the child, she has hit the child, because the child was abusive, the child hurt his mother, the child gives taklif to the mother, the child gives so much of dukh, pareshani to the mother, the child began to pull the hair of the mother, the child began to pinch the mother, the child slapped that mother, the child was disobedient, that mother couldn't take it any longer, the mother couldn't tolerate the child, the mother threw the child out of the house. Ya Allah, but after some time, that mother is overwhelmed with shafqat, Muhammad, Rahmat, she calls the child, she invites the child, she grabs the child, she caresses the child, she forgives the child, she kisses the child. Hey Malik, hey Kareem, how can we compare the mother's Rahmat to your Rahmat? Your Rahmat is wasi, your Rahmat is wasi, ya wasi al-maghfira, ya wasi al-fadl. Ya Allah, hum gunahgar hai. Ya Allah, toote puri dua mang rahe hai. Ya Allah, alfaz bhi sahi nahi hai. Hame mangna nahi aata hai. Ya Allah, hame manga nahi aata hai. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the beggar who tethered is in torn clothes, Ya Allah. He's knocking on the door. He hasn't even been able to express himself, Ya Allah. His hand is showing the person what he requires. Ya Allah, my hands are empty. Ya Allah, hame hadith bhi pada hai. Humne suna hai ulama se. Jab banda apna haath uthata hai aasman ki taraf, teri taraf, tujhe sharam aata hai. Ya Allah, tujhe sharam aata hai ki tu unke haath khali wapas kar de. Ya Allah, tu na sinas khali again. Ya Allah, hamare haath ko, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya full of hands, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, full of hands, Ya Allah, full of baskets, Ya Allah. We have brought our buckets which are empty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you tonight, Ya Allah. Your khas rahmat, your khas anwarat, your tajalli, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, teri nigahe karam, Ya Allah, the glance of mercy. Just peep at us, Ya Allah. Just glance at us, Ya Allah. One drop of your mercy is sufficient for us. Ya Allah, it is sufficient for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is sufficient to clear us completely and make us and cleanse us from all our impurities, Ya Allah. From all the filthy gunas that we committed, Ya Allah, with our eyes, Ya Allah. We committed zina with our eyes. We committed wrong with our tongue. We spoke lies. We cheated. We bluffed the people. We made ghibat, Ya Allah. We slandered people. We ridiculed people. We hurt people with our hands, Ya Allah. We were abusive to our parents, our children, our family members, our wives, Ya Allah, to the makhluk, Ya Allah, we give so much of taklif, so much pareshan, we deserve your azab, your wrath, but Ya Allah, do not send your wrath upon us, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, remove it away, far away from us, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, tu maaf farma, Ya Allah, tu karam farma, sabko bakhsh de, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, sabko bakhsh de, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are not going to leave him here tonight, Ya Allah. In this Mubarak night, Ya Allah, which is so beautiful, so peaceful, so serene, Ya Allah. Every odd night that has passed, Ya Allah, including tonight also, seems to us that it's Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah. Allahul Ghuyub Tuhi hai. Ya Allah, only you know which is Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah. We are battling, we are searching. Our hearts are so weak, so dead, Ya Allah. We cannot even see which is the right night. But Ya Allah, we are at your doorstep, Ya Allah. Darwaza khol de, Ya Allah. Tera darwaza khol de, Ya Allah. Tere darwaza khol de, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tu khol de, Ya Allah. Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum. Ya Allah, tu hai hai. Tu qayyum hai. Beniyaz hai. Samaj hai. Tu muhtaj nahi hai. Hum muhtaj hai. Hum fakir hai. Tu ghani hai. Tu aziz hai. Ya ayyuhan nas. Antum al-fuqara ila Allah. Ey Allah, you have given us this title. You have conferred this title upon us, Ya Allah. That we are beggars, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the most wealthiest king in the world. Ya Allah, the most wealthiest person in this world. Ya Allah, the greatest doctor in this world. That lawyer, that businessman, that alim, that mufti, that qari, that hafiz. Ya Allah, whoever he may be, Ya Allah. He can be the king of the world, Ya Allah. He can be a ruler and a president in the world, Ya Allah. He can have what degree he wants, Ya Allah. And what profession he has, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but he is muhtaj. He requires you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are at your door today, Ya Allah. We are far away from your multazam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but our hearts are connected to you, Ya Allah. Your network is never busy, Ya Allah. You understand every person's zuban, every person's language, whether it is Arabic, Urdu, English, Tamil, Hindi, Ya Allah, whatever it is, Ya Allah. Whether it is Zulu, Ya Allah, or any language, Spanish, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you listen to and understand every language, Ya Allah. At one given time, you listen to every makhluk of yours, Ya Allah. And you have that power, Ya Allah. And you fulfill every person's need, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, my Nabi Kareem has mentioned, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم. If every person from the time of Adam alayhi salatu salam till the last ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the human beings, all the jinnat, if everybody has to assemble on one platform, one plane, and they raise their hands and they beg from you, wallah, your zaat is so great, your zaat is so mighty, you are so kind, you are so loving, that you can give every person, you can fulfill his desire, his arzu, his umid, you answer his dua, and nothing diminishes from your treasure. Nothing comes less from your treasure. Your treasures are full, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we're asking you from the treasures of yours, Ya Allah, which is so full, Ya Allah. Allah. Fill us today, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with the nur, Ya Allah. With your nur, Ya Allah. Remove from our hearts, Ghairullah. Everybody else beside you, Allah. Ab tu ban hamara banja. Aaja dil mein. Ya Allah, tu aaja dil mein. Ya Allah, ab tu aaja dil mein. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, everything else is gone from our hearts now, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab tu aaja, Ya Allah, tu become ours, Ya Allah. You become ours, Ya Allah. Ey Malik-e-Kareem, Ya Allah, in this Mubarak night, Ya Allah. All these brothers have taken, Ya Allah. They have come here, Ya Allah. They have made a sacrifice, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they have come with one umid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they're anticipating one thing from you, Ya Allah, that they must be forgiven, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive everyone sitting here, Ya Allah. Every sin we have committed, Ya Allah. Forgive me, Ya Allah. Forgive all ulama-i kiram, Ya. The hufaz-i kiram, Ya Allah. The businessmen, Ya Allah. The doctors, Ya Allah. The lawyers, Ya Allah. The teachers, Ya Allah. Masoom, masoom children, Ya Allah. Elderly people, Ya Allah. Engineers, Ya Allah. Teachers, Ya Allah. Whatever profession they are, Ya Allah. Whoever they may be, Ya Allah. Whatever color they may be, Ya Allah. Whatever size they may be, Ya Allah. Whatever age they may be, Allah. Ey Allah, they have raised their hands to you, Ya Allah. Because, Ya Allah, we recognize, we realize, Ya Allah, we make i'tiraf, we confess, Ya Allah, that you're the only person we can turn to, Ya Allah. We've got no other Allah to turn to. We've got no other idol we can turn to. We've got no other door to go to. We've got no other person who can fulfill our desire, Ya Allah. We've got no other person who can see to our needs, Ya Allah. No person can forgive us, Ya Allah. We have come with mountains of guna, Ya Allah. We have committed so much of gunas that our gunas has filled the entire earth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. But we have written the hadith of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that hadith of Qudsi, where you have mentioned, Ya Ibadi, innakum tukhti'una billayli wal nahar. Oh my beloved servants, ay mere pyare bande, you commit sins day and night, day and night, day and night. Wa ana aghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Oh Allah, you have said, I am that Allah who forgives all sins. فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِي. Therefore, seek forgiveness from me. I will forgive you. أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. Ya Allah, you have said we must turn to you. Ya Allah, we are turning to you tonight, Ya Allah. We have raised our hands, Ya Allah. All the sins we committed, Ya Allah. From the time we became of age, Ya Allah. From the time we became baligh, Ya Allah. Our namazes became qaza. Zakat we didn't give properly. Roza also we didn't keep properly. So many rozas became qaza. And Ya Allah, all the wrongs we did, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, as far as your huquq are concerned, Ya Allah. All the shortcomings, Ya Allah. All the blunders we made, Ya Allah. And all the wrong things we did, Ya Allah. And we disobeyed you, Ya Allah. Forgive us completely, Ya Allah. And huququl ibad, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we hurt your makhluk, Ya Allah. Humne tere makhluk ko sataya. Ya Allah, we hurt them in whatever way, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us completely, Ya Allah. Give us the tawfiq of making amends and going back to them and asking for their maaf. Ya Allah, and if they have left this world, Ya Allah, make them maghfirat, Ya Allah. You will grant them jannatul firdaus, Ya Allah. Make the qabr Erodatum min riyadi jannah, a garden of the gardens of Jannah. Do not make it a pit of the pit of Jahannam, Ya Allah. All those who have passed away, marhumin of our family, our mashayikh, our asatizai kiram, our ulama-i kiram, our apas, who we forgot, Ya Allah, who taught us that alif ba in the maktab, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they left this world. Make them maghfirat, Ya Allah. Make them maghfirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have read in the kitab, Ya Allah, in the time of Bani Israel, one person who disobeyed you his entire life, he was being given azab in the qabr. And suddenly one day, Ya Allah, you stopped your azab from him, Ya Allah. When one person saw in the dream, and he asked you, Oh Allah, this person was being given azab. What has happened? Why have you stopped punishing him? Oh Allah, you showed that person in the dream, and you mentioned to him, Ey mere bande, this person who disobeyed me, and I was punishing him, today his masoom child went to the madrasa. He opened the kitab and he said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. He took my name, which is full of mercy, full of benevolence, full of kindness, so loving. I am so caring. How can I then punish his father? When that masoom child is taking my name, Ya Allah, Your rahmat is so great, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, to forgive all our marhumins, Ya Allah. Whatever lives they led, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, they committed sins, Ya Allah. You forgive all of them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have passed away, if any person's parents passed away, grandparents, Ya Allah, family members, Ya Allah, in the month of Ramadan, before the month of Ramadan, whenever they passed away, Ya Allah, grant every person maghfirat. Give all of them Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and those who are living, those people whose ihsan and kindness is upon us, Ya Allah, in whatever way it may be, especially in the way of deen, Ya Allah, especially in the way of deen, Ya Allah. Our mashayikh, our ulama-i kiram, day and night they cry for us. They make an effort for us. They cry, Ya Allah. We don't appreciate their works, Ya Allah. We hurl abuses. We insult them. We make the ghibat. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. You forgive them also, Ya Allah. Our hufaz-i kiram, Ya Allah, they perform tarawih salat in the various masajid, Ya Allah, throughout the world, Ya Allah. You accept the tilawat, Ya Allah. Accept every person's tarawih. Accept all our roza, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive every single person, Ya Allah. Every single ummati of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. All those who have sitting here today, Ya Allah, who are present in this majlis, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive every person here, and our mothers, our sisters, our elders, and our brothers who are at home also, Ya Allah. Do not deprive them also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive them also, Ya Allah. Completely forgive them, Ya Allah. Whatever the guna is, Ya Allah, whether it was zina, whether it was gambling, whether it was the rave clubs, whether it was drugs, whether it was liquor, whether it was wine, whether it was alcohol, whether it was any filthy guna, Ya Allah, whether it was theft, whether it was murder, Ya Allah, whatever guna they committed, Ya Allah, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, Ya Allah, perhaps we hid from people, Ya Allah, but Ya Allah, we couldn't hide from you, Ya Allah. You are Allah al-Ghuyub. You know our actions, Ya Allah. Do not take us to task, Ya Allah. Your bats, your pakar, your grift is very severe. Inna batsha rabbika lashadeed. Ya Allah, if you catch us, if you seize us, we will be doomed. Ya Allah, we will be destroyed. We will be finished, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you'll cast us, you'll fling us into Jahannam. Ya Allah, we'll be doomed forever and ever. Shaitan will become happy if you don't forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't make Shaitan happy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, please don't make shaitan happy. Ya Allah, tu razi banja. Ya Allah, tu razi banja. Ya Allah, teri raza chahta hai. Ya Allah, we want your raza mandi. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaak wal jannah. Teri khushnudi, teri raza mandi. Ya Allah, teri riza. Ya Allah, if you become happy with us. Ya Allah, if you become happy with us, Ya Allah, we will be successful in this world and the akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us taste ruswai, dhillat, humiliation, disgrace in this world, no in the akhirat. Ya Allah, especially in the akhirat, Ya Allah. In front of your beloved Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who made such an effort for us, such an effort for us, such an effort for us. Ya Allah, our beloved Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the battle of Khandaq, when the Sahabi couldn't take that pain, he couldn't take that hunger, he couldn't help it. Ya Allah, he went to Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ya Rasulallah, I am hungry. He lifted his kurta. He showed our beloved Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's got a stone tied to his belly. My beloved Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That masoom being, Ya Allah, rahmatulil alameen. Ya Allah, he lifted his kurta. And he showed the Sahabi, oh my Sahabi, I have got two stones tied to my belly. Ya Allah, what sacrifices my Nabi Islam made for us? Ya Allah, in Taif, Ya Allah, they pelted him with stones, Ya Allah. They hurt him, Ya Allah. They sent the dogs to chase him, Ya Allah. And all the evil people, Ya Allah, they began to throw stones at him. My Nabi's feet were clogged with blood, Ya Allah. It is so easy for us to just relate the story and narrate the story. Hey, Malik-e Kareem, Ya Allah, what went through my Nabi's mind at that time? How his feet became clogged with the blood, Ya Allah. Your heaven shook on that day. Your malaika came down. And they asked my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you wish, we will topple the city. We will crush them between the mountains. My Nabi said nothing. No complaint. Wallahi, complaint to you only. What did my Nabi say? If they don't accept Iman, then the children won't accept Iman. The progeny will accept Iman. Wallah, from that same progeny, from the same progeny came Muhammad bin Qasim, rahmatullahi alayhi, from the people of Taif, who went to India, and he passed a message of Islam through his effort, his barakat, We are here today with Iman in this country. If my Nabi did not make that sacrifice, if my Nabi said, oh Allah, topple them, then Ya Allah, we would have been deprived of Iman today. My Nabi made so much of sacrifices, so much of sacrifices in the Kaaba, Ya Allah. He is making sajda, Ya Allah. And Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayyid comes and he throws the intestine of a camel, the urgery of the camel, the embryo of the camel, the blood of the camel. He throws it on my Nabi. Ya Allah, in Bukhari it is mentioned, فَثَبَتَ سَاجِدًا. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained in sajda. Subhana Rabbiya al-Ala. Subhana Rabbiya al-Ala. My Nabi stayed in that condition. Ya Allah, what my Nabi went through. What sacrifices. What pain. He's in the hatim. They come and throw a shawl around his neck. And they want to strangle my Nabi to death. Ya Allah, what my Nabi went through. What persecution. What trials. What tribulations. Ya Allah, a time came when my Nabi said that nobody was given so much of taklif in your path, like how I was given. And he said, 30 days went by and we had no food except that amount of khajur that Bilal could put under his armpit, showing so little khajur we had just to survive. Ya Allah, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, Ahle Bayt, Hassan Hussein, what sacrifice they made. My Nabi, Ya Allah, my Allah, my Nabi's daughter, Sayyidina Fatima, Sayyidatu Nisa, Ya Jannah, the woman, Ya Allah, the woman of Jannah, she is the leader of the woman of Jannah. Ya Allah, she comes to my Nabi's door, she knocks in the late part of the night. My Nabi recognizes, this is definitely the knock of my Fatima. He opens the door, oh my beloved daughter, oh my Fatima, what do you want? He says, oh my Nabi, we've got no food. We've got nothing to eat. Hassan Hussein is starving. Ali is starving. Ya Allah, my Nabi, he feels pity for his daughter, but he offers her something greater. He says, oh Fatima, if you wish, five goats have come today. I will give you those five goats, and you can be happy, and you can fill your stomach up. Or if you wish, Jibreel Salatu Salaam has come down. He has taught me five words. Which one you want? She says, oh my father, give me those five words. Allahumma ya awwal al-awwaleen, wa ya akhir al-akhirin, wa ya dhal quwwati al-mateen, wa ya rahim al-mazakin, wa ya ram al-rahimin. These were the words my Sayyidina Fatima took. She went back to Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Ali was hungry. He asked Fatima, what have you brought from your father? She said, oh Ali, I went for dunya, I came back with akhirat. She went for dunya. She was starving. She said, oh Ali, I went for dunya and I came back with akhirat. This was Sahaba-e-Ikram. They made sacrifices, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we made no sacrifices. Ya Allah, Qiyamat. Qiyamat ke din hum kya jawab denge? Hamare Rasool ko kya jawab denge hum? When the Sahaba will stand in line, they will be embraced by my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will drink the Rose Kusar. They will have the blood of martyrdom on their bodies, Ya Allah. Words of martyrdom of Shahadat. Their sacrifices. See, mahum fi wujuhim athari sujood. The mark of sajda on their forehead. The asar of wudu on their bodies. Ya Allah, my Nabi will be so happy. His Sahaba. What will be our condition, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, where will we be, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. We cannot become Sahaba, but we love the Sahaba. We cannot make the efforts, Ya Allah. Hum bahut kamzor hai, hum bahut zayeef hai. Ya Allah, tu sunne wala hai, tu sami hai, tu basir hai. Hum dua mangte, mangte ab tak jayenge, Ya Allah. Tu nahi takta hai, Ya Allah. You never become exhausted, Ya Allah. You never become tired. Ya Allah, ab tu hidayat ka faisla farma de. Tu hidayat ka faisla farma de. Ya Allah, this ummah is going through the most difficult times. Ya Allah, wherever Musalman is, Ya Allah, he's got no izzat, Ya Allah. A Musalman is regarded as a terrorist today, Ya Allah. A Musalman is innocent, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but he's implicated, Ya Allah. They brand him, Ya Allah. He's targeted, Ya Allah. Hum bequsoor hai. Hamare dil mein iman hai. Ya Allah, hum bequsoor hai. Ya Allah, hum tere Nabi ke muttabeen hai. کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، یا اللہ وہ پریشان، یا اللہ دی اینمیز آف اسلام، یا اللہ یو گراند دیم ہدایت، یا اللہ اے اللہ یو گراند دیم ہدایت، یا اللہ اے مالک تو گراند دیم ہدایت، یا اللہ ہدایت فرما، ان کی رہنمائی فرما، میک دیم سی دی ٹروت اینڈ حق آف حقانیت آف اسلام، یا اللہ یا اللہ میک دیم سی، یا اللہ دی ٹروت آف اسلام، the beautiful teaching of Islam, ya Allah. Ya Allah, hidayat is in your hands, ya Allah. Every enemy of Islam, ya Allah, you change his heart tonight, ya Allah. You change his heart tonight, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make him a Muslim, ya Allah. Make him a mu'min, ya Allah. Every single soul that exists, ya Allah, tonight, make it be a mu'min soul, ya Allah. And then pour your rahmat upon us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are not like the person in the world, ya Allah, that we can ask him sometime, he say, no, I cannot do this, I cannot help you. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible for you. If you want to give hidayat, ya Allah, to Ikrama, who the son of Abu Jahl, who gave so much of taklif to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but oh Allah, you bless him with iman. Hamza, who killed Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala, who killed Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. Ya Allah, my Nabi cried on that occasion, he cried. He performed the janazah of his uncle 70 times, ya Allah. 70 times, ya Allah. Hinda, to the liver of Hamza. Oh, what pains went to my Nabi. My Nabi cried on that occasion. He cried, he cried, he cried. Ya Allah, my Nabi cried. You consoled him. Hamza to Asadullah, wa Asadu Rasuli. You consoled my Nabi. Ya Allah, but the time came when Wahshi came in front of our Nabi. And Wahshi recited the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Allah, Wahshi became a Muslim. He became a mu'min. He became a sahabi. Ya Allah, he's given the guarantee of Jannah, ya Allah. If you could change his condition, ya Allah, change our condition also. Ya Allah, we know our hearts have become so hard. Ya Allah, hum zalim ban gaye. Hum iqrari mujrim hai. Ya Allah, hum zalim hai. Hum munafiq hai. Ya Allah, tu maaf farma de. درگزر فرما دے. یا اللہ تو بخش دے. سب کو بخش دے. سب کو بخش دے. یا اللہ اس رات مبارک رات. یا اللہ if it is لیلت القدر. Grant us لیلت القدر یا اللہ. Do not deprive us of لیلت القدر یا اللہ. We require this لیلت القدر یا اللہ. 83 years of عبادت ثواب یا اللہ. یا اللہ we have wasted our lives یا اللہ. یا اللہ every time the desire comes in our heart that we want to change. Especially in the month of Ramadan. Especially when you make your dhikr, especially when you read the tilawat of your Quran Majid, ya Allah, when you sit in a gathering of dhikr and in some majlis, ya Allah, when we hear about tawbah and istighfar, ay Allah, you are away of our hearts, our condition. We have that little spark of iman in our heart. We want to change, ya Allah. But after a few days, after the month of Ramadan, ya Allah, we go back to all gunas again. Ay Allah, ay Allah, ay Allah, this Ramadan, ya Allah, do not make us go back to our gunas again. After the month of Ramadan, ya Allah, fill the masjids like how you fill it Taraweeh Salat time, ya Allah. For every Salat, especially the Salat of Fajr Salat, ya Allah. Make our masjid be full, so full, ya Allah, so full, ya Allah, that we have no place for the musallis and we have to build more and more masajid, ya Allah. Ya Allah, today we have built beautiful masajid, ya Allah. But our masajid not abad, ya Allah. Ya Allah, our masajid is empty. This is a sign of Qiyamah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, ya Allah. Make us true, such a pakka mu'minin after the month of Ramadan, especially, ya Allah. Do not make us go back to old habits, ya Allah. Ya Allah, shaitan is chained now. It is only our nafs, ya Allah. Ya Allah, to some extent, ya Allah, with your fazal, with your karam, with your rahmat, with your mercy, we have got our nafs slightly in control, ya Allah. After the month of Ramadan, it is not only our nafs, it is shaitan. Shaitan who you have declared as our open enemy, ya Allah. You have mentioned shaitan is our open enemy. It is shaitan and our nafs, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we will not be able to control them, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we will go back to our old habits again, ya Allah. To drug, to zina, to wine, to woman, to rave, to disco. We will spoil our iman. We will spoil our amal. We will spoil the name of Islam. We will spoil the name of the Muslims. Ya Allah, you forgive us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give us that himmat, ya Allah. Give us that courage, ya Allah. The courage of a lion, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us that himmat, ya Allah. Make us be beacons of hidayat, Ya Allah, that the non-Muslims, when they see our akhlaq, when they see our dealing, they see how we speak, how we behave, they must be attracted to Islam, Ya Allah. Bless them with iman also, Ya Allah. And save God every one of us from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. اللهم اجرنا من النار 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 يا الله save us from the عذاب of قبر from the fitna of the fire of Jahannam. Do not take us near the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the dunya fire. We put this place of our finger in the fire of the world, Ya Allah. We become burnt, Ya Allah. We in pain, we suffering. We have to bandage and plaster our finger in our hand. We have to take tablets, Ya Allah. We are in such taklif and pain. Ya Allah, what about the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, it will scald our, brand our faces, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it will boil our intestine, Ya Allah. Pus and blood will be our food, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not make it that we are the inmates of Jahannam. Ya Allah, we don't want pus and blood, Ya Allah. We are not going to be the inmates of Jahannam. Ya Allah, do not make us taste the bitter tree of Zakum, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you give us the beautiful ni'mat of Jannat, Ya Allah. The beautiful, delicious, tasty food of Jannat, Ya Allah. We read the hadith to Ya Allah, that the sarkhan of yours, which you will spread, you will make mehman nawazi. We will be your guests. You will be our host. You will feed us, Ya Allah. In Jannat also, Ya Allah, you give us the beautiful, delicious food of Jannat, Ya Allah. Those beautiful, lofty palaces, Ya Allah. Those damsels you have promised, Ya Allah. The beautiful rivers that flow, Ya Allah. All the ni'mats of Ya Allah, of Jannat. Ya Allah, and khas, your that occasion when you will say, oh my beloved Jannatis, oh my Jannatis, oh Allah, we will hear your salam. You will make salam to the people of Jannah. Make us be there, make us be part of the inmates of Jannat, Ya Allah. Make us be close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, and make us, grant us that time, that opportunity of looking at you, Ya Allah. Do not deprive us of the ladhat of that nazar ila wajhik al-kareem, Ya Allah. Looking at your noble countenance, your beautiful face, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many desires we have. Ya Allah, our brothers are so tired, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we don't want to stop asking from you, Ya Allah. Our list is so long and so long and so long. Ya Allah, you are well away, Ya Allah. A child that when in time of winter, Ya Allah, it is cold, Ya Allah. He's got no jersey, he's got no jacket. Without him asking his parent, Ya Allah. The parent goes, the father goes, the mother goes. She buys the child a jersey without the child asking. Ya Allah, whatever we ask you, give it to us, grant it to us. Ya Allah, whatever we have not asked you, Ya Allah, what you know is khair for us, Ya Allah, you grant it to us, Ya Allah. And especially those people who are sick, our mothers, sisters and brothers in hospital, and especially those who have got those heavy disease of cancer, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are going through such taklif, such pain. Ya Allah, some have got cancer of the blood, some of the intestine, Ya Allah, some of the lungs, Ya Allah, and other parts of the body, Ya Allah. They are crying in pain. They are requesting du'as. Ya Allah, shifa is in your hands. Ya Allah, you give them kamil shifa. Ya Allah, daimi shifa. Ya complete shifa. And don't make any one of us suffer cancer or any of those bimaris, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever bimari we have got, Ya Allah. People have got frozen shoulder, Ya Allah. People have got a back problem, Ya Allah. A knee problem, Ya Allah. Heart problem, Ya Allah. There are people who have got a mental problem, Ya Allah. There are so many bimaris, Ya Allah. Spiritual bimaris, Ya Allah. And physical bimaris, Ya Allah. Give all of us complete shifa. Complete kamil shifa. Ya Allah, whatever our problem is, Ya Allah. Whatever musibat is looming over our heads, Ya Allah. That is melting us, Ya Allah. That grief, that gham, that is, Ya Allah, melting us, Ya Allah. Making us finish, Ya Allah. Finishing our lives up, Ya Allah. Whether it is a social problem, economical problem, whatever problem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak night, Ya Allah. We raise our hands again. Ya Allah, have Raham on the Masoom, children who are present, Ya. Ya Allah, those people who've got white beards, Ya Allah. White hair, they are kamzor, daif, weak. They have raised his hands, Ya Allah. This begging bowl, knocking on your door. Remove that musibat. Completely, Ya Allah. Forever and ever. And don't take us through the road of sabr, Ya Allah. Take us through your road of shukr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are too weak. We cannot have, we cannot make bardash, we cannot make sabr. We will complain, we will complain. Ya Allah, we are so weak, Ya Allah. Give us your marifat, your yaqeen, your qurb. Ya Allah, give us halawati iman, istiqamatan taqwa, istiqamatan iman, amali saliha. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-iman, wa amitna ala al-iman, wa ahshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'al iman. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min shari ma sa'adha minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa anta al-musta'an, wa alayka al-balagh, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Ya Allah, take us to Medina Munawwara. Ya Allah, give us the chance of making Ziyarat al-Haramain Sharifain, especially those who have never been there. They have always heard of Kaaba, Kaaba, Baitullah, Multazam, Hatim, Maqam Ibrahim, Zamzam, Mataf. Ya Allah, take them and give them that Hajj Maqbool, Mabroor, Ya Allah. Give us the opportunity of making Ziyarat of your Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and we have that burning desire. Although we have not got the akhlaq of the people of Medina,